Hallelujah. Thank you. Be seated, everybody. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Well, if you think I will attend to Galatians 3 today, you are lying. That's two series on his own, actually. It's two. It's not even one. And just two parts. Okay, sorry, two parts. It's two parts on his own. For instance, okay, but if you think that the study is unnecessary, check Galatians 4:21. But I've told you, you cannot stay in Galatians 3 and understand Galatians. No, don't go like this. You cannot stay in Galatians 3 and you understand Galatians 3. You must really go before and what? After. Okay, let's check Galatians chapter 4:21. At least stop where you will tell me what the Lord meant in these two parts. Are you ready? One, two, let's read, yes? Tell me, you that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that what? Abraham had two sons. Hold on. When did Abraham live? Which law? So, start by, what are the two laws in Galatians 4:21? Be fast.
Okay, verse 21. Tell me, you that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? Both of them are the same thing.
Who wants to try? How will you try? That's our question. Yes? Okay, Brandisha.
Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? Okay, the first law is talking about the law of Moses. And that's the law of sin and death. And the second law is referring to the scriptures. That is Genesis to Malachi.
Who has anything against that? Okay,
now I'll say the first law refers to the law of Moses. Then the second law, which says that Abraham has two sons, one by the bondman. Okay, with reference, it refers, we take that from Genesis 15:16 and 22. Yeah, it was actually talking about the promise made to Abraham, righteousness through faith. And it was talking about the promise and circumcision. Yeah, the promise. Genesis 16. Yeah, the promise, righteousness. I'd say that that second law would actually refer to the promise that was made to Abraham.
Where is the promise written? He said, do you not hear the law?
Okay, Genesis, man.
Well, Pastor, yeah, anything different? Yes?
As in, not so different from what Brother Joshua said. The first law, judging from the earlier conversation, was talking about them that wanted to be under the rules, the regulation, the circumcision. So that would refer to law of sin and death. But do you not understand, or do you not read, or do you not, have you not, don't you know what the entire book is saying? So this refers to the scriptures, or the intention of the scripture that each man should have found. So what is actually God's intention there was written, was not, that's why we're not talking about the promise, which can be found in the same scriptures as the document.
So first law is what? Sin and death. Second law is scriptures. Now imagine they are in the same verse. Just see how now, funny enough, I didn't even know who made this issue. Is it Paul or translators? I think Paul spoke Greek, right? Huh? Paul spoke Greek and spoke Greek, of course, also knew Hebrew. So I think it should have been easier to, If it's somebody like Peter that we are not sure if he's fluent in Greek, I think Peter only understood Yoruba and the rest. Sorry, Peter also knew words more. But, like, I don't know how this, because if the translators, if they have just separated it from the beginning, it will be easy. But that guy tells you is actually more than what you are saying. Because, EG, go back to, no, it would have been easy until that 20, what's that? Not everything is good until you get to 2019. Okay, what's there? Look, it was added because of transgression. Till the seed should come in, it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not of one, but it's not the one, but God is the one to come. Now 21. Is the law then against the promise of God? Ah, if you mark 21 now, plus, go back, very well, go back. And 12. What's in 12? The law is not of it. Hold on. 12 said what? The law is not of it. 21 now said, is the law against the promise of God? God forbid. Ah, hello, are you thinking? Again, what is in 12? The law is not of faith. So, but 21 now says, is the law against the promise of God? So, like I explained in Romans 7, anyway, what you must bring out is that guy, that hidden guy. There is someone there that is not that. They almost brought him out. When they use the word schoolmaster there, there is somebody they are referring to. Are you with me? So, at the end of the day, because actually, normally, let me tell you the truth. All the law here actually looks like the Ten Commandments. Let me tell you the truth. In Galatians 3, every law there looks like Ten Commandments. But there is a clause you must add in front of each. I have told you the issue is not about the Ten Commandments. It's how it is enforced. How it is explained. Normally, even today, that we are in Christ does not mean that we can now steal. Does not mean we can fornicate. Does not mean we can. No, we are not free. We are not like free like that. So, you understand? But when they tell you, do not covet, or else, ikumbo. What's me? Ikumbo, please. Even this, thank you. Even they say, do not covet, or else you will die. Now they have made you what? Accountable. So, and funny enough, even in Romans chapter 7, there is one more accountability that you should see. Even man can be his own enforcer. You can be the one that will bring yourself, at least, it's most, okay, the people who are shouting, you know, some people, they didn't even know where it is written. They didn't even know that Deuteronomy 22 verse 5, women shall not put on what belongs to a man. Some people, they don't even know where it is in scripture, but the day they... But just the sight of trouser on ladies, they will say, fire. So those people, is Moses their issue? Who's their own enforcer? Who's their own schoolmaster? Who is their, is themself? Amen. So can I just say, we'll take it line up online, and but not today, okay? Praise God. So I'll give an F. Sorry now. You wanted to do it today? No, let me not. Yes, sir? We are not online yet, yes? Yes, sir. Explaining the Ten Commandments. What do you mean by outside the spirit? That's the question. What are in the Ten Commandments? Faith in God, in Christ, and love for the... So when you meet an unbeliever, which one must you prioritize? When once you now meet the believer, which one will you prioritize? If I punch you. You remember what Sabuki taught on Sunday? I was listening to her over and over again. I was teaching somewhere when she was teaching, so I couldn't follow her online. Now, what she said, you know, she first went through Ephesians 1, 2, 3, right? Now said that the reason why we can have responsibilities in the church is because what? We are sons of God, right? It's because of what God has done in Christ, which was emphasized in Ephesians 1, 2, and 3, right? So, therefore, even to the man in Christ, these things have I written to you that have believed in the name of the Son of God, that you may what? You may know. So even to the man in Christ, you will first emphasize which one again? That faith in Christ. Not that you now say, okay, now you have believed. Now let's forget about believing. Of course, I'm not telling you to believe again, but to now teach you what it means. So to the man that is, so by the time you start like that, to the man that is in Christ, you will tell him, remember Romans chapter 6, being what? Made free from sin. You have become servant to God. You have your fruit unto holiness. So you say, hey, you are the one that does not covet. You are the one that does not steal. You are the one that does not steal my wife. Amen? Praise God. So you will tell him clearly like that. Therefore, you will expect his actions to what? To take over. Are you with me, brethren? Are you with me? So we don't, but immediately you are putting two issues. Once you put out the law, in quote, sorry, the commandments, and you are not talking about who does the commandment. It's not for man. Amen? God loves to please himself in man. Amen. Praise God. That's why it's called rest. That's why it's called rest, okay? So don't worry. Let's see. Maybe on mix LR or and then we can do it. Okay, you don't want to mix LR. Life, Abby. Okay, praise God. Just pray in tongues, everybody. Let's do some more today, then we go. Pray in tongues, Kalas take a vote, Kati, Kati, Lazata, Madame Zata, Tessie, second, last. Ali Kazati, Stege Vili, Stego Valima, Zavala, Zada, day. And come on, pray. We pray for insight, we pray for light in the name of Jesus. We pray for insight, we pray for light in the name of Jesus. Cantoli Rastege Vilemo Zavala Bakastige Vilemo Zapapa Rante Laste Gonta Take Lana Nasta Alan no Soto to Rina Nastegeti. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, so don't forget this. Can you this is God's word and God's action. Series 2, part what? Okay. You are hearing part 7 of something. Just leave it. Don't worry. That means there is part 1 to what? 1 to 6. So do your best. Do yourself a great help by looking for them and going through. So don't forget, I have said that this Bible did not fall down from heaven. Amen? You don't have words to write. Find an app on your phone that can write so you can take notes, so I can go back home and listen. So, you find a way of writing. So I said this Bible did not fall from heaven. It was written by who? It was written by men, yet it is divine. Why? Why? Please say it. Come on, because of the source. Thank you. Because of the origin. Because of that inspiration. Because of who inspired people who wrote. Like I said in last, maybe part 2 or part 1, some people can write songs under the influence of alcohol. When you are singing songs like, you go see danger, wah. You know the type of type of snuff that the man was snuffing, right? Give me another song. You know, we have now. There are some songs that you know that. You know that those songs, the singer is clearly under an influence. Amen? Praise God. There are some songs that you know that, okay, the reason why sang this song, the inspiration is breakup. Amen? It's when she has breakup. Call it breakup. And some people, just like, There's this Lara George song. One day I wanna sing a song. Half God will miss. One day, Abby. I went on ministry to Esther. So you two, now you that someone like you now, that you already, I don't know if you are seeing your own ministry, you'll be singing your own problem. Amen. That's why it's not, we don't, you know, if I, all of you know you are spiritual, but pastor has not been praying in tongues for maybe 7 days, or maybe, okay, let's say 70 days, and I now came back one day, and now I felt so like, and I said,
brethren, it seems like God is not here. Let's all repent.
I was saying, oh Lord, what set my heart on fire for you? Amen. So I am punishing all of you for whose problem? For my problem. Amen. Praise God. So we must not be like that in church. Especially. We should not be like that anywhere. But learn to, don't make your issue everybody's issue. As our songs are not emotional. It must not be. Praise God, though. So, that is inspiration for you. Say inspiration. Say inspiration. You must not be inspired by wealth, by you are broke. That now determines your sermon. Because there is no money around, the next thing is, okay, this is Abuja, the only message that reigns is what? You will make it. You will prosper. You will armor. That is we serving ourselves. That is in 2 Corinthians 4, clearly. We don't serve ourselves. We don't preach ourselves. We don't preach our issues. We don't preach our predicaments. If I'm broke, I don't come here and turn all the sermons to God. We bring money. We teach the whole counsel of God. So, don't forget what I'm saying. I said, the Bible has an inspiration. So, yes, we have few imperfections, some imperfections in the documentation, but don't forget the inspiration. Just like somebody sent, just like your uncle is in America, he wants to send you some dollars, and perhaps the only way he could carry dollars past immigration is for him to what? Squeeze it inside a TV or something. You know, people do a lot of things to bring stuff across. Sorry. So they just to squeeze it inside somewhere and to send it to you. Will you say because the dollar is squeezed, you will not take it? So the issue is, let me say it this way. Those men, imperfect men, are all God has to what? Send. If your uncle could have sent the money through DHL, if DHL is available, fine. But all the men that God has, just like I love to say, okay, imagine. Let's imagine in a prison. In a prison where everybody was arrested for murder. That everybody was arrested for murder. If God will use any one of them to start preaching the gospel in that prison, who will God use? A murderer. Exactly. So that means in his sermon, you can be seen him preaching. Just like I saw one soldier preaching one day. As he's preaching, he has his AK-47 like this. On the pulpit. One celestial picture like that. He has his AK-47. I mean, he's gone. Are you with me? So those men, a man like Moses that could kill a man, hide him inside sand. A man like Elijah that could carry 400 prophets of Baal, slew them. Physically, nothing else. Slew them. Such men are all God has to use. Amen. Amen. No? Because perhaps, maybe even the ones that are good, in quotes, maybe the guys, the ones that are maybe gentle like Benjamin. You know, we have Benjamin, we have Joseph, sons of Isaac, right? Maybe the ones that are good, of good character, maybe perhaps they are not interested in God's call. You can have two people. One has good character, one does not have. But the one that has good character is saying, well, God, well, I'm a good guy. I don't do these God things too much. But the one that was up boy, say, okay, God, I can try. Who will God use? I can try. They're available. Thank you. Hallelujah. So I'm saying this, that don't be a part of those who despise the Bible, because we say this one ought not to be like this because of some imperfections. Don't be part of those who what? Despise the written document. If you have been on Facebook for a while, you know, see that we have people who are specialists in telling you that what? Bible, especially some Muslim scholars, they will bring using evidence of the Bible to counterfeit the Bible. Imagine. Hallelujah. Praise God. Romans 3:25. So the prophets, they were not writing about themselves. I'll just say something about Romans 3 and 7 that we have seen. Then back to 2. Just more of it, then we'll continue this next time. When is it? It's Bible study, right? So ensure you are here. Romans 3:25. Let's read together. Let's first read how it's written. Then we read how we rephrase it. Romans 3:25. One, two, go. Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Okay. Who can just read it out for me again? Just one line. Fast. Ooh. The way we treated that in parts, that should be part four or five. Come on, who can help me out? We are live, please. I don't need to keep people waiting. Make out a sentence from that verse, from understanding. How will you explain it to people? We have done this on Saturday. We are here for over 12 hours or more, looking at the Bible, studying. When you are ready, just raise up your hand, I'll give you a microphone, and start talking, and you don't stop. Pastor Joy, you help us? Okay, since you refuse, okay, let me wait for, let me give somebody a chance. Come on. Enough it if it's too. Thank you. Be fast. Don't worry, I wait for you. It's my duty to wait for you. You have to comprehend. You're a pastor now. Let's give somebody else a chance.
Amen. Only through the rapture will you be ready. Who can try?
Good. Okay, thank you.
Whom God has set beforehand,
yes,
to be an expiatory sacrifice,
yes,
through faith in his blood, to manifest his righteousness for the passing over of sin that are committed before.
No. Who else can help us? That's what I spent time on, though. Help me, brethren. Come on, help me. There are some key words you must mention. It's Bible study, and don't worry. So this, you're going at the depth where you think the man of God is one big authority that nothing can be done without me. No, we do it together. Help. Not that she's totally wrong, but it's not like that. You can do better. That's what I'm saying. You can do better. You can do better. Give it to Tola. Go. Are you not here on Saturday? Yeah. That's how we scattered everything on Saturday. Come on. Sorry, we arranged everything.
Whom God has said for to be an expiatory sacrifice through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the passing over of sins prior to Christ.
Yeah. I'll punch you. Is it Jesus that they want to come in sin?
I understand. It's just the words. I'm trying to put them together.
Okay, the next one, please don't use expiratory sacrifice. Use another word. I use more words. Yes, Rakim, go.
Okay. Jesus' sacrifice was ordained as the indication of the passing over of the moral deeds of men previous to commission.
Somebody else can try more. Yes, previous to commission. Yes, sir. Go.
Okay, I said whom God had foreordained.
Yes, sir.
To be a propitiation or expiatory sacrifice through faith in his blood to make manifest his righteousness for the passing over of moral sins before they are committed.
Pastor John, help us. Yeah?
Okay. Before the foundation of the world, God had set Jesus to be the... you see, we should not use propitiation. Didn't you expiatory? God has sent Jesus to be the expiatory sacrifice.
Yes, ma'am.
Through faith in his blood to manifest his righteousness for the letting go of sins before they are committed through the forbearance of God.
Thank you. So, letting go of whose sin? You can put that man's sin. God ordained Jesus beforehand. That's what? Man's sins will not be counted against him. That was the ordination. That was the ordination. That men's sins will not be counted. That men's sins will not be counted. That was what God ordained. Amen. So that means God never counted Cain's sins against Cain. Cain's sins against Cain. Are you with me? The sin of Cain. Because God did not ordain this when Jesus died. He ordained this from where? The beginning. Now, don't forget something I said in this place. The word sin here was strictly amatema. Thank you. Don't forget that. Strictly amatema. Because the same word is what was used in Mark chapter 4. Open to Mark. Please be fast. I didn't plan to keep you long today. Today we are here for hours. Almost half a day. Sorry, Mark 3, 28. God was specific on sins that will be forgiven even before men committed them. Are you there? Mark 3, 28. The same word is used there. Let's read together. I want to go. Verily I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven. If you have Greek word, Greek Bible there, you see that the order of the shall be forgiven is what? Just one word, right? Just one word. All sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men. And the blasphemy, whithersoever they shall blaspheme, shall be forgiven. Are you with me? So, that is telling you, that is talking about what? Moral sin. That is why he now says, but the word blaspheme against the Holy Ghost will not be forgiven. So, we have sins and we have sin. We have sins in plural, we have sin in singular. The real sin in singular in the Bible is what? Unbelief to the gospel. So, what is sin against the Holy Ghost? To reject the gospel. That one cannot be forgiven. God cannot forgive unbelief because unbelief is to reject forgiveness. Are you with me, sirs? Are you with me, oh brethren? So, unbelief is that I don't want God's forgiveness. So, God cannot forgive you. To tell you that the people you have seen, people you might think David suffered because of. No, if you remember the prophecy that Nathan gave David, he said something there, which was key. Let's look for it. That should be 1 Samuel. That's your chapter now. 11. Is it 1 Samuel? Yeah, 1 Samuel 11. 11 or 12, any one of the two. Sorry, 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel 11. Yeah, that is David and Bathsheba, right? It should be 12. When Nathan came. 12:1, right? Okay. 7 and Nathan said to David, see the issue. Thou as the man, thus saith the Lord, God of Israel. I anointed thee king over Israel, right? And I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and I gave thee thy master's house, and thy master's wife, into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. If it had been too little, what would have happened? I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore, thou hast despised the commandment of God to do evil in his sight. So, is Bathsheba the issue? No, what God is saying is, if you want Bathsheba, I would have given you. Something like that. Amen. So he said, I gave you everything. If you want, how many did Solomon have?
1,000.
Amen. To tell you that, of course, I'm not saying you can marry. Don't get me wrong, in Jesus' name. Even to in this Nigeria, to take care of one, well, you go. Did I say that? Hallelujah. Praise God. Sorry, that's a joke. So, what I'm saying is, if you like Akimba's strength for... Amen. So, it's not about the real... I'm not talking about the deeds of David right now. I'm saying the reason why punishment came. It was his unbelief. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, come on. So, to tell you that it is when you don't trust God. For instance, why will you covet your neighbor's property? That means what? I don't trust God for what? To sustain me. So, the reason why, that is why Moses punished them. Because actually the reason why a man will let me use the word, break those conduct part of the Ten Commandments is because of what? He's not trusting in God. That's the reason. Hallelujah. See, unbelief is the sin of all sins. So, in Romans 3:25, God said he proposed in Christ that the moral actions of men even will be forgiven even before men commit them. So, don't forget, I'm specific in that. It is actions, errors in actions. Errors in deeds, not unbelief. That's why I wrote it down in my notes. The errors of man in their actions, errors of man in deeds, they are not counted. Not before, not when Jesus died, but even from creation. The sin that in chaos wrought is unbelief. Hallelujah. This is why the gospel, the same reason why Adam fell, is the same reason why a man will still go to hell today. It's still the same unbelief. I'm coming there gradually again today. Now, open Romans chapter 7, verse 1. Pause on that. I'll come back to that later. Let me explain something to you here again. I didn't do it comprehensively the last time. Romans 7, verse 1. Let me wait for you. Just 30 more minutes, I'll be done. I don't want to keep you long today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how does the law ask dominion over a man as long as what? He liveth. Verse 2. Slowly. Want to go? For the woman. Stop. Where's the woman? For the woman, right? Don't forget. For the woman which hath an husband, right? This is the husband. Huh? Yes. Keep reading. He's bound by the law to a husband. Yes. But if the husband be dead, she is loose from the law of her husband. So then, why her husband liveth, she shall be married. While her husband liveth, she shall be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from the law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Verse 4, I want to go. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, you also have become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that you should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we might bring forth fruit unto God. So now, see, come back here. This is the another man. Are you with me? This is the, another man. This is the woman. She is married to this man, right? As long as this man is alive, this woman cannot what? She cannot marry the better man, right? Richard Dangote. Praise God. This one, it's not a bad man, but he has just too much demands. Amen? So, this lady could not fulfill this demand. She wants to what? Marry this. Now, hold on. When we translate it from verse 3 and 4 to, yes, from verse 2 and 3 to verse 4, this woman is now who? This woman is who? Man, right? This man is who? The law, right? This one is who? Christ, right? So, now look at... Okay, let me ask you again. This woman is who? Man. This one is who? This one is who? Go back to verse 2. For the woman which hath an husband is what? Bound by the what? By the what? That law. Where is it now? Yes, where is it now? Where is it in the reality? Hold on. You are still not getting it. This, in the, okay, in the, you know, we have something here. We have figures and we have what? Reality, right? We have, yes, the type and shadow. Then we have reality. So in the figures, this woman, this is the woman, right? This is the first husband. This is the what? Christ, right? That's the desired husband, right? Now, so in the reality now, this is who? Man, this is who? This is who? So, verse 2. In the shadow, for the woman which hath an husband is bound by the, in the shadow, this law will mean what in reality? Enforcer. Ah! The enforcer. What bound mankind to the law? Who is making mankind to accountable for breaking the law? Huh? The person explaining the law, or the enforcer, or the detainer. Are you with me? To tell you that the real reason about the Ten Commandments is how? The way it is explained. Not that the Ten Commandments is faulty. That was why Galatians 3 now says, is the law then against the promise of God? God forbid. Now say, but the scripture has concluded all on that thing. The scripture there, we mean what? You have to be careful in the way you put it out. Hallelujah. Are you with me, brethren? Of course, this is just a further elucidation of what you have done before. Romans chapter 9 verse 30. Sorry, this is not a normal teaching meeting. Ah, you want to ask a question? Come on, dude. Come on. Yes, I'm with you. Which one? Galatians 3, right? Is it Galatians 3? Is it under Galatians 3? What did I just finish saying about Galatians 3? Say that is later, right? So, what I'm saying is, okay, what's the question? Who is the enforcer, right? Who is the enforcer? Before I start this teaching, how is there explaining the enforcer to you? I said it can be who? It can be yourself, and it can be what? It can be a man trying to make you what? Accountable for breaking Ten Commandments. Unfortunately for Israel, is it only Moses that is under that enforcing ministry? No. Angels are involved. Supernatural was involved. Are you with me? And now, since supernatural was involved, angels were involved, right? So even if Moses was not there, and they break it, what will happen? Sin and death. That was unfortunately. It's not like what you do when Moses is not around, though. Whether he's around or not. Amen. That is why Achan could just speak something. And Joshua designed. He said, no, something has happened there. We are not going anywhere again. Once they brought us Achan and stoned him to death. That's bad. Praise God. Okay. Come on. Go to Romans chapter 9 and verse 30. So the marital law there represents the enforcer. But do you know, if you have simply read Galatians chapter 5, Paul said, I wound that they are cut off that what? Find it verse, Galatians 5 verse what? To tell you that it's not just, that's why I just use that word enforcer, because it can be plenty of people. Find it, Galatians 5 what? Let's read together, Galatians 5, 12. One to go. Next verse. Why? See? Before 12, let's read from, that should be, is this 10 or, where is it? Then, coming. Is it 10? I have confidence in you through the Lord that you'll be none otherwise minded. But he that what? Who he that what? Trouble. So can we have a preacher today as the enforcer? The people who are preaching to people that if you don't pay your tithe, you die. If you don't pay your tithe, you are going to... Who are they? They are trying to fill which shoe? The shoe of Moses. That's why I didn't want to... That's why I just used that word. And I stopped there. So right now, that means in Galatians 3, the people that Galatians 3 made the law worse, sorry, the people that interpreted it to... Because see Galatians 2, for instance, you will see Peter there. Oh, that's verse what? See, Galatians 2 verse 11. But when Peter was to come to Antioch, I withstood him to the what? To the face, because he was to be blamed. For before the assassin came from James, what happened? He did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew himself and separated himself, fearing them which were of the what? Circumcision. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, in so much that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter, go to Galatians 1. Verse 6. 1 to go. I marvel. You are so soon what? Removed from who? Come on, let's read. Everybody, are you reading at all? Let's read again. 1 to go. Yes? From him that call you into another gospel. Yes, keep reading. There be some that what? Trouble you. How do they trouble them? To make them accountable. He said you have been called to liberty, but don't use your liberty for the flesh, right? But with love, serve one another. But that is liberty. That means you can be given the Ten Commandments without what? Without what? A consequence of breaking it. I can make you do the, as a pastor, a pastor should make you do the right thing without attaching what? A consequence of failure. Read verse 9 when you are done. Let me wait for you. Verse 9. Yes? Let's be across. See Galatians 5 verse 1. 5 verse 1. Stand fast. Are you there? Therefore, in the what? Come on, are you there? Look at it. Please help me. I can't help you without you looking at the Bible. Is it? Are you there? Okay, now want to go. Stand fast, therefore, in the what? Liberty, wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Look at verse 7. 7. Want to go? You did wrong well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey it? Who is that man? The enforcer. Verse 12. I wound that they were cut off, which trouble you. So it is to trouble saints. It is troubling to saints when you are attaching consequence to their failures. That is to trouble saints. We don't have such ministry. Check 2 Corinthians 3.
Anyway, this is off my topic today anyway. So you want us to finish this. You want us to end this one in part 7. Second Corinthians 3 from verse 6. Help me. Let's read this one together.
Okay, you read verse 6, I read verse 7. Hath made us ministers of the gift of the Spirit. Keep reading. For the letter,
give it light.
Yes, keep reading. If the ministration of death written and engraved on stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance. Yes? Yes, next verse. How shall not the institution of the Spirit be rather glorious? 9. For if the ministration of condemnation be what? Be glory. Much more. The ministration of what? Righteousness exceeding glory. Next verse. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in the respect by the reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use what? Great plains of speech. Next verse. And not as Moses, which do put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded, for unto this day remained the same veil, untaken away in the what? Reading. So what is the issue? The way they read it. The way they explain it in the reading, in the interpretation. Verse 15. Everybody want to go? Okay, sorry, you're writing. Let me wait for you, sorry. Amen, amen. After this, I'll just brush Romans 2 and we'll be done. Okay, read verse 15. Want to go? But unto this day, when what? Moses. Can you see that it's not about the wilderness. Unto this day. Until even today. Hello, brethren. Even today. Do you know till today, they can preach the law of sin and death so much that you start having negative experience. Hope you know. Ha ha ha, Jesus. You can amplify tithe and Deborah to the extent that the day you now miss that tithe, a real Deborah comes. I'm serious. You can really, just like my wife loves to give an example of he said, because of the way that our dad has told her before that you must not wear trousers. He said, she wore it in school. And she saw a dream with her father pursuing her with cutlass. I will kill you. And you wake up, you think that the thing is still pursuing you. So, that means, because, do you know the reason? Our message is actually supernatural. If we preach grace, what are we doing? We are actually clearing the atmosphere. When we actually preach works, do you know what we are doing to saints? We are making life difficult for them. I'm serious. A lot of people are under yokes today, bondage. I've seen a man that said that, well, that his children died. Why? Because he didn't obey the call of the gospel. That is not your God. I said that is not God. But he has been, they have taught him before that once you reject the call of God, bad things will happen. You can be going and your tire will just remove on the express. This. And because he has believed that, what happened? He will see it in his experience. He will see it though. Both angels and demons, they will just collab. You remember Job? They just collab and just make everything happen. Amen. That is why what we preach is vital. That is why Paul was so ferocious on the Galatians. Saying, do you know what you are trying to bring upon yourself? You want to put yourself under the yoke of the law. You want to put yourself there. Amen. So that's why he said. He said, until this day, when Moses is ready, what happened? The veil is upon the heart. What's the good news? Nevertheless, hallelujah. When you shall turn to the Lord, what will happen? The veil shall be taken away. Amen. I can tell you that turning to the Lord there is more than being born again. It's also the revelation of Christ. It's to understand Christ. When you turn to the understanding of God. Funny enough, that means the understanding of God in the same book of Moses. Because when he was writing, when he was saying this, there was no First Corinthians here for them to learn from. Paul brought out the same New Testament ministry from the same Old Testament. He didn't bring anything new into the world. It has been there. Amen, brethren. Now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is what? There is liberty. Now you are free to please God. Hallelujah. Say, I'm free to please God. Say, I'm not under a yoke. Say, I'm not under compulsion. I'm in liberty. Say, I serve God from the position of liberty. That's the point. No, that you look so unreasonable to the normal man. How can you serve from liberty? It is because the server is in you. Hallelujah. Say server, right? That's nice. It's because the one serving is in you. Amen. Amen. For it is God. Say, it is God at work in us, both to will and to do. He's a good player. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's the point. Romans chapter 2 now. Okay, before Romans 9. See Romans 10:30. Sorry, Romans 10:30. Come to Romans too soon. Romans 9:30. So let me brush something about natural man. Then I will end in that John 4. Romans 9:30. Are you there, brethren? Come on, help me. Okay, what shall we say then? The Gentiles which what follow not after righteousness have attained to righteousness. Even the righteousness which is of faith. 31. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, had not attained to the law of righteousness. Are you seeing a need to interpret those places? You see the need? You see it? Can you see that context is just we must interpret the Bible. It's not literal. Anyway, the Old Testament. Now, see this now. He said, the Gentiles which follow not righteousness. So righteousness there will mean what? Think. Funny enough, what would righteousness there mean? No, you are afraid to say it. It's not Ten Commandments, so. It can't be faith in Christ. So they follow not the righteousness. What would that righteousness mean? So righteousness would mean what? What is written? But okay. So why Israel which follow after what is written? They attain. Why? Next verse. I said when I cage you, set yourself free. What is verse 32? Because they what? Sought it. So, righteousness will mean what? Looks like 10 commandments now. Abba, relax. Okay, so don't worry. Romans 2 now, verse 4. Hope you are seeing the need to put everything in the right portion now. And that's why I just want to show you. I didn't want to explain it. I just said, let me show you. So I can put everything that you are even seeing righteousness. Does not mean that it's referring to Christ. Interpret everything in context. Are you with me? So grammar does not always help. You go to context. No, okay, Romans 2, verse 4. What? Accelerate it, don't worry. I don't rush. Romans 2, verse 4. Or despise thou the what? Riches of his goodness and what? Come on, look at the Bible. And forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. So I've told you before, that word not knowing, it will imply neglecting. The word not knowing is an action itself that has an ending. Not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. The word not knowing is an action that has an ending. See, ignorance has a consequence without a third party intervention. Ignorance, it has a consequence without third party. You don't need God to put fire on the ignorance. Ignorance itself, it has a consequence without third party. The way it's written is like when you reject the word of God, right? God will now come and do something to you. No. Just like Adam. Romans 5, verse 12. It will have been written like, by one man, sin entered into the world. And what? Death came by what? By God. Are you with me? Romans 5, 12. What is there? By one man, sin entered into the world. And death by sin. But if it is God that brought, by one man, right? Sin came into the world. The sin that that man brought into the world brought death. So it's not that by one man sin came into the world and death now came by God. Death did not come as a consequence of sin. Death is the result of sin. Hope you know the difference. It's not like once you go against, God will now what? Bring his armor and do what? And knock it on you. Are you with me? Are you with me? Come on. So, death is the result of the union of man and sin. That is why death is an enemy of God in the scripture. Because it is anti-God's plan. Yeah, death is anti-God's plan. So, what we call hell is what man is asking for. Independence, not fire. What we call hell is what man is asking for. Independence, not fire. Independence, I don't want God. You will get it. You will really get it. So I wrote this in my notes. I said, sin plus man is enough to produce death. See it that way. Sin plus who? Plus man is what? Enough to produce death. Yeah, enough. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sin plus man is enough to produce death without any catalyst. So the man going to hell is his will. His will. The man going to hell is his will. It's because of the way the scriptures were written. That's why we think that hell is something extra that God adds. Are you with me? I'm not saying there's no hell. Don't get that wrong. Go. I'm saying it's not what God adds. It's not an addition from God. It's the destination of the man in unbelief. Let me explain it this way. Let's say you stay in Maraba. Amen? Or is it Masaka? Anyone? Okay, let me not use Maraba. Maraba is still, you know, Lugbe. That one is still close. Let's say you stay in Abaji, very far. Abi? And you stay in one hut there. Not even a room. No hut. So, and there is a guy that stays in, see this well. This will be intelligent right now. Okay, heads up. Let me wait for you to finish that. Heads up. Okay, and a guy stays in Maitama, right? And he needs your hand in marriage. And, you know, he stays in a duplex, nice house, security, you have driver, all beats paid. Just marry me. I know you are smiling. Now, and you say no. Boogie say for where? No. So, that guy, has he done anything, the guy that you said no to, has he done anything to worsen your situation? What would be your hell? Your state. So write this down carefully. So why hell will be seen as suffering is in relation to the bliss in heaven. Why hell will be seen as suffering is in relation with the bliss called heaven. Use the word bliss called heaven. So the man that rejects the gospel shall, after death, will exist eternally in a state of separation. That's the point. The man that rejects the gospel will exist eternally in a state of separation. In a state of separation. And of course, that will be terrible, okay? That will be terrible. That will be terrible. So, it's just for man to flee from such states. Now, what I just finished explaining to you, you now interpret a place for me. Romans 7:17. Romans 7:17. God is just. Can't wait for the next singing is finished work. Put out all these songs. Megali and betterly again. Romans 7:17. Are you there? I will see who we get this one. Okay, want to go? Let's read. Yes? Now, then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. How best can you describe sin there? Or how best can you describe the sinful nature? Remember what I just finished teaching. How best can you describe what is called sinful nature? Want to try? Is that? You can. Come on. How did we describe? How can you understand hell? By understanding what? Heaven, right? Huh? That means to know what is hell, just describe heaven and put negative in front. Mathematics, you understand that? Mathematics. That means to describe hell, just put, okay, just say how much is in your account. Okay, I have 1 million naira. So describe hell, just put what? Negative. And that's the same thing. Just same thing. So, what is sinful nature? Absence of the Spirit.
Yeah, but I think you got this now. You didn't want to talk. You know, it's like spirit. Absence of the Spirit. That was what was described in Ephesians 2. When you walk according to the course of His word, prince of the power of the air, the Spirit that walketh in what? The children of disobedience, among whom we all had our conversation in the what? Lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath. What everything there was described was a man without the Spirit of God. Hilary, what is the issue? Amen, amen. Praise God. You know, you must be, you know, when we say you walk according to the prince, the spirit that walks in the children of disobedience, prince of the power of the air. Let me explain a bit more for you. It's not seen as talking about like the devil is in somebody. Don't see it like that. Amen? Don't see it like the man is possessed. I've taught you that possession happens where? Majorly where? In the body and where? In the mind. Not really in the spirit. But what is called the prince after the course of this world is simply that you are in rebellion. Why? That was what united the devil and Adam. What is the common ground? He that sinned is of the devil. For the devil what? Sinned from the beginning. So what unites the unbeliever and the devil? Sin. Because that means they do the same thing. What now? Why are you looking at this? Why am I saying that it's different? I want you. Amen, amen. Praise God. For the devil sinned from the beginning. That's it. For this purpose, the Son of Man was manifested to what? Destroy the works of the devil. No, you don't know what to write about. Just listen. Just listen. Amen, amen. So go back to Romans 2, verse 5. That is not Genesis anyway. And that is series 1, which you have not listened to. It's not your fault. That's series 1. That was when we were discussing, when we discussed that, when did Satan fall? When did Satan fall? You know. Yeah, yesterday. You don't have to put it. It's one answer now. What is it? When did Satan fall? When did Satan sin? No, he fell from story building. Romans 2, verse 5. Come on. Don't get tired on me. But after thy what? Not you. But after thy hardness and impertinent heart, that's rebellion, treasure up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. So, see that word treasure up. It's like heaping up, accumulating. Just like how to walk in faith, you heap up words of faith. Same way, the man going to hell, we have to qualify for it. I've told you. Accumulating, heaping up, treasure up. You have to labor in your rejection of the gospel. That's what Paul said in Acts 13:45. Just write that down. Acts 14:35. Contradicting and blaspheming. Continuous tense. Contradicting and blaspheming. Acts 13:45. Contradicting and blaspheming. You must just keep saying it. You must keep rejecting that goodness of God. Or else it will catch up with you. You must keep rejecting it. How is the man going to work? It's not a one-time thing. You will keep doing it. Because if you stop doing it, you will become born again. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Because if you stop saying, nothing in your heart, you'll be saved. See Matthew 12:34. God is just. Wait for you. No double standard. He never can sin against man. No, sotero, sete. God is just. Us, no double standard. Was made for his man. I said, where did I call? Matthew 12:34. O generation of vipers, how can you, being what? Evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, what speaks? The mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil what? Things. Don't forget things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account of in the day of judgment, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Amen. Glory to God. So go back to Romans chapter 2, verse 5. See that you treasure up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath, and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Righteous judgment of God there will also imply that you are getting what you ask for. Nothing extra, nothing less. Righteous judgment, just judgment. Okay, verse 6. Who will render to every man according to his deeds? As a righteous judgment of God will also imply that you are getting what you ask for. You are getting what you deserve. Nothing extra. See verse 5, verse 6. Who will render to every man according to his deeds? His deeds. So this actually means that God did not take away the will of any man. According to his deeds. That means the man that does not want God will exist out without God. Who will render? That word signifies a finality. That means that is what is called judgment. It will happen. You will get what the man does not want the gospel, he will get what he's asking for. Well, anyway, you can add this. But salvation is you yourself surrendering your will. Salvation is actually you yourself surrendering that will. In salvation, you surrender your will to die. You surrender it. That's the point. I'm not saying surrendering your life to Jesus, but the will to go to hell is taken away. That's what I'm just trying to say. The will to be independent. Huh? That will to be independent, you surrender it as salvation. You get that? Okay, see verse 8. Romans 2 verse 8. Amen, amen. But unto them that are what? Contentious, and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. To them that are contentious. Okay, sorry, I skip on verse 7, right? Okay, to them who by what? Patience continuance in what? In well-doing, seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. So if I ask you now, what is well-doing? How will you answer? At times, if you see a positive, if you don't know how to explain the positive, what should you look for? Look for the other word. Then put negative in front. Are you with me? That means we look for the other opposite. Because, okay, he said in verse 7, to them who by patience, continuous in well-doing, seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. So how do I know well-doing? See verse 8, want to go? But to them that are what? Contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath. So from verse 8, how can you explain verse 7? From verse 8, what is the well-doing in verse 7? When you are not what? Contentious, right? Thank you. So, I wrote it like this in my notes. Well-doing is to tread on the path to find faith in Christ. Sorry, I use the word path. P-A-T-H. Well-doing will be to tread. No, he said it's not one thing. He said by patient continuance, right? So it's a path. It's a journey. It's a journey to find faith in Christ. For instance, okay, let me just give you this very obvious example. Do you remember Cornelius? See that guy? He was praying one day, right? And somebody, an angel told him, send for Peter, right? He described the house. Firstly, you know, before he can get to that level that he can hear that information, maybe today. That means that was a Gentile. He just knew there was God. He was not praying in the name of Jesus, so. He didn't know Jesus. He was a Gentile, full one. In fact, I didn't think he had heard that Jesus died or anything happened. But he said he just served God. Just know that he is God. He just served God. And he continued until what? One day. Now I told you, when you take a step towards God, what will happen? He will come and argue. Whether you have scripture or not. Hallelujah. So he was praying until, don't forget, he must continue. The Spirit told him, let me say it again, before he gets to that stage, he must have passed through a lot of discovery. Discovery. Before he could discern, the voice of the angel said, okay, Lord, what should I do? Send for Peter. He didn't stop. What did he do? He sent for him. When Peter came, what happened? He listened. Until what? As Peter yet spoke this word. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. Finally, he became born again. Saw the journey? It will tell you that any man that has time for God will find God. The so-called man in a country that there is no gospel, that he said there is no preacher, therefore, because no preacher came to me, I cannot be born again, I don't have time, you will find yourself to blame. You also saw that angels assisted him. Sent forth to minister to them who shall be, right? Remember Hebrews 1:14, right? I did not ask ministering spirit who sent forth to minister for people who shall be. Now remember that the angel could not what preach to him, or they could guide him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, back to Romans 2:9 now. Tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile, right? Huh? Let me say this. See, say that doeth evil. What is evil there? That doeth evil. Put your hand there, Hebrews 3, verse 12. Say tribulation and anguish upon every man that doeth evil. What is evil? Hebrews 3, verse 12. Verse. Take it, brethren, lest there be in what? Any of you an evil heart of unbelief. Say unbelief is evil. Go back to Romans 2, verse 10. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile, for there is no respect of persons with God. I explained this yesterday. 13. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the what? Doers of the law shall be justified. Amen, amen. Praise God. What does doers of the law there mean? Hallelujah. People believe in the intention of the Ten Commandments, right? Faith in Christ and love for the brethren. Faith in God, faith in Christ. So, like I said, the universal man can continue until he finds Christ. Hallelujah. he can continue. To the Jew, the law looks like a schoolmaster to take him to a certain end, but to the Gentile, he could actually discover God himself. So, like I wrote in my notes, I said that journey to find God, you don't need the written document to embark on it. By this reason of the spirit of man, you can know that there is a God to find out. You don't need the you don't need the written documents to embark on the journey to find God. You don't. That's what he's saying since. So by the reason of the spirit inside man, you can know that there is a God to find out and there's a neighbor to love. By the reason of that of the spirit inside man, you can know that there's a God to find out and there is a neighbor to love. Now don't forget, finding out God is not eternal life, but in continuing. It's in continuing that man will find faith in Christ. The journey is not the faith. There is an end. Everybody must arrive at that resurrection. Jesus. Amen. No. Everybody is the big. The journey is not faith, right? It is to continue at the journey to reach the end. There is an end that God gave every man time. Sorry, let me use that word. To arrive at. Pastor Joel was telling me today that, okay, so people who died early, did God give them enough time? Well, I said, well, that's if it's God that killed them now. Amen. Okay, verse 14. For when the Gentiles which have not what? The law, do by nature. Can you see that? Are you following? For when the Gentiles which have not the law, do by how? By nature, the things contained in the law. These, having not the law, are a law unto themselves. Hallelujah. Praise God. So like I said, it's not about what Moses wrote. Moses wrote down the witness in the heart of the universal man. Right now like that. Moses wrote down the witness in the heart of the universal man. That's where he copied it from. Moses wrote down the witness in the heart of who? Of the universal man. That's what he wrote down. Of course, no, I'm not talking about law of sin and death. Yeah, thank you. Talking about the one that is called the law of God. Maybe you can also call the law of God, call it the will of God. Right? I think it's still the same, right? And anywhere I say faith in God, I mean faith in His Son. No, even the idol worshiper has faith in God, but to have faith in His Son, that one is salvation. Faith in His Son. So we can call the Ten Commandments, we can call it the will of God. Hallelujah. And let me add this chat for you ministers. That one that we call love for the brethren, right? One of the Ten Commandments. Huh? Today, we can also call this obedience in the ministry. Obedience in ministry. Because in the New Testament, how do you love brethren? Is it NGO? Huh? No. Before you go gaga, in the New Testament, that love for the brethren is now obedience in the ministry. Not just what Israel want to do before. Sharing food all over Africa. Hallelujah. Leave this guy alone. Amen. Yes, you have made that. Okay. Okay, see verse 15, come on. We show the work of the law written where? In their hearts. Hallelujah. Don't worry, the next album she will release, you will see fire. Hallelujah. But we show the work of the law written where? In their heart. Hallelujah. in their hearts. What is called the work of the Lord? Their faith in Christ, right? In their heart. Faith in God, in their heart. Faith in God, love for men, in their heart. Their conscience also bearing them witness. What did I call conscience? Yes, conscience yesterday? Come on. Yes. So, like, I have to revise your notes. Huh? You have to revise your notes. Okay. So, okay, let me give you another definition. Conscience has to do with the influence from your spirit to your mind. The influence of your spirit's discovery of God into your mind. The influence of your spirit's discovery of God into your mind. Analyze that statement. That's what we can best call conscience. The influence of what? Of your own spirit's discovery, your own spiritual individuals of God into your mind. That's what we can call conscience, yeah? Huh? That's A to B. And their thoughts demean why accusing or else excusing one another. See that what? And their thoughts demean why what? Accusing or else excusing. That is also progressive, right? Huh? That is not a day journey. Now, okay, write down this statement. Don't miss one word, though. Miss one word, you say that it becomes null and void. And I just say things like that. That means maybe you miss one word there. My teaching can just become false teaching immediately. If you remove one word from what I'm about to say, it's a false teaching. One word. Write it down. There is no salvation in nature. But nature can be a pathway to discover God and His redemptive plan. There is no, that no should be capitalized. What you say, I've said, Babalawo can become an entire heaven because of herbalism. There is no salvation in nature, but nature can be a pathway to discover God and His redemptive plan. Find me that verse in Romans 1 that corroborates that. Find me that verse in Romans 1 that corroborates that. That's verse what? 20. Let's read 20 together. Everybody want to go? Yes? Hallelujah. Hope you are appreciating this test. That's why I'm repeating it. We have done it before. So, hope you know that he has not said there that nature will save them. That the nature will save them. Say, but you can see his redemptive plan. It is now in that redemptive plan that you will now get what? Salvation. Please don't forget, everybody, whichever century, whichever year you are listening to this message, this is not complete until you listen to Understanding Genesis Series 2, please. Series 2 will now tell you the difference between discovering God by nature and hearing the full gospel. Different, oh, if I can start here again. Exactly. Verse 16, we're almost there. Come on. So I wrote my note. I said, when you take a step towards God, or when you take a step towards knowing God in simplicity, He will take step towards you. In explanation. When you take a step towards knowing God in simplicity, He will take steps towards you in explanation. Taking a step towards God in simplicity, we also imply reverence. E.g., if you discard teachings like this, you can't know God. E.g., if Colinius has discarded what that angel told him, he will not know God. Are you with me? If when you take a step in simplicity and reverence towards knowing God, what will happen? He will respond. So there is no generation that we say God hid himself from them. Whether during the World War or during the Dark Ages. So it's a journey. That's the point. The journey. See verse 16. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are the secrets of men? The steps towards faith. What is called the secrets of men? The steps towards faith. Step towards faith. What is the secret of men there? Man's will to go the faith way. What is the secret of men there? Man's journey in discovering God. Let me say it again. Steps towards faith. Man's will to find faith. Man's journey in discovering God. Now, 17. Behold, thou art called a Jew and rested in the law, in the documents, and make it thy boast of God, and knowest his will, and approve the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law. Don't forget, he didn't say the law is excellent, he said more excellent. Why is it more excellent? Where it's written, right? Huh? Why is it more excellent now? Don't forget, I told you last time, he said, that should be verse 5, 6. And tribulation and anguish upon every man that what? Doeth evil to the Jews, and also to the, but glory, honor, and peace to every man that doeth good, to the Jews, also to the, so what? Why is the scripture more excellent? Because it will make you reach your destination how? Faster. Amen. He has not said that it will save you. Are you with me? That means the man that does not honor God, that does not honor what God has been revealing to him over the years, even the day a preacher will now come to him for the, with the full gospel, what will happen? He will now reject faster. Amen. When you see me call John 4, that means I'm closing. Next one. Verse 20. An instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which have the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law, thou therefore which teachest another, teach not thyself, that I preach that a man should not steal, do thou steal, that I teach say that a man should not commit adultery, does thou commit adultery, thou that abhorrest adult, do you rob temples, thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking of the law dishonorest thou God. Verse 24. For the name of God is what? Blasphemed among the Gentiles through you. For circumcision verily profit if thou keep the law. Or if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made what? Uncircumcision. So what do you add? So what does it mean to keep the law there? To believe in Christ, right? What does it mean to break the law? Unbelief. 26. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, how can the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law? To what? To end up believing in Christ. Shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? So that means if they are uncircumcision, the man without the written document, and back on patient continuance, he will find faith. He will find the righteousness of God, even in this era. Don't forget, this is not only relevant to those who live before Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Don't forget our song, God is just, right? No double standards. Same faith in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Like I told you guys, I can't clearly say that is the day we all heard the gospel that we believe. Some of you went on a journey too until you believed. When you do, you start going to church. Amen. Amen. Is the day that full gospel was well explained and you believe. it will be sad that a lot of people will be in church and they will go to hell. Who knows why? Who knows why? Because they didn't hear it. Or maybe the day that the pastor just wants to mention about the details of the resurrection, well, the lady went to urinate. She didn't hear. I mean, do you understand how important it is? It's not about we have preached the gospel, we are now praying after preaching. You now join the prayer, you now lay hands on you, you now pray around the prayer the power. You have not heard the gospel. Do you understand what I said, sir? Like we just preached, Jesus died, he was buried, he rose again, all that was charged. You are not around then. You came after, you came during prayer. You didn't hear, but we lay hands on you. We got you healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Or doing in Easter, we are singing five songs. One song is about one song is about the incarnation. You are around then. One song was about the death. You are around then. The song when they are singing the song about the resurrection, you went out to urinate. when they are singing about healing, you are back. The song about the main one, resurrection, you are not around. You are not saved. Amen, brethren. Amen. Oh, I know you are tired. Come on. It's not enough. Hallelujah. Verse 28. So, 27. I read 27. Yeah, okay. I said, and shall not the circumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee who by the letter and circumcision transgress the law. Don't forget to transgress the law is to refuse to arrive at the end point of the law, which is faith. To transgress the law is to refuse to arrive at that end point of the law, which is faith. Amen. Not the law of Moses again, please. 28 and 29. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is circumcision that of the heart, which is outward in the flesh. 23, want to go, but is, 29, want to go, but is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the latter, whose praise is not. Hallelujah. John chapter 4. Hallelujah. So when the prophet later said that the days come, said the Lord, that will make a new covenant. Was it really a new covenant? When he said, I will write my law, where? In their hearts. In their hearts. Hallelujah. When he was saying all that, of course, and I know the fulfillment of Ezekiel 36:26, right? And then the fulfillment of that one is giving the spirit. So when see that John 5 now 24. John 4. 23 to 24. Let's read. Okay, from 23. Sorry, John 4 from 22. Want to go? Let's read. You worship what you know not. Okay, hold on. Sorry, let's start from 20. 20. John 4, 20. Want to go? And you said Jerusalem is the right place of worship. Yes? Jesus said unto her, woman, in this wash mountain. Why? We know. For salvation, but the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit, in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. 24, God is the spirit, and he that worship in spirit, and hallelujah. Praise God. So, when he was saying stuff like the days come, that I would make a new covenant with them. It was not because God ever made old covenant with anybody. That was Jeremiah, right? 31. Worship has always been in the spirit. Acceptability to God has always been in the heart. Why it was used like new covenant was because of their unbelief. Was because it now looks like the whole nation was now used to what? The law. So as far as God is concerned, there was no new covenant. There has always been one way towards God. Praise God. Say no double standard. So that woman initially thought that worship is based on a location, based on things, based on a mountain in Samaria, based on Jerusalem. We just said no. Spirit worship is about to be revived again. Because it has always been the plan. No man has ever been accepted because he went to Jerusalem to worship. Where is a JP? Or a JS? No, no, no. So, I wrote my notes. So, the sacrifice of Jesus didn't only birth new creations. It also revives that New Testament ministry, which has always been the only ministry. The sacrifice of Jesus didn't only birth new creations. It also revives the ministry of God. Where do man please God? In the heart. As touching salvation, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, the mouth confession is made unto salvation. As touching conduct, for it is God that worketh in you, both to what? To will and to do his good pleasure. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. So what I am saying now is that what Jesus also did in his resurrection is that that ministry, the true preaching of where to please God, he revived it. He revived the ministry. What Moses ought to say very well that he didn't say, that is what we are saying today. Exactly, brother. Hallelujah. So, God has never had a double standard, regardless of generation, regardless of dispensation, regardless. So, we are ambassadors of this good news. We are the ones that explains God. We don't go around the world giving men burden to bear. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor, heavy laden, I will give you what? Rest. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen. That is what he has always been given. That is the only thing available in God. Wrath and judgment has not been available in him. Wrath and judgment is available outside God. Rest is what he gives. Rest is what he produces. Rest is what God gives to his man. Hallelujah. Say rest. Say rest. Rest has been his only plan. Rest is all he does. Rest is all he gives. He has never been to the business of sin imputation. He has been the same yesterday, today, and forever. No double standard. That is why he said, for there is no, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other authority, no other name, that is Acts 4:12, given among men whereby we might be saved. Amen, amen. He told them in Acts 17, so you don't think the Godhead ought to be like silver or gold. The God that created the heaven and earth, you ought to know that it cannot be, check it, that's something. It cannot be like wood and silver that cannot talk. Seeing that he gave it all men life. See, and times of his ignorance he has overlooked, but now he is commanding. Now what? All men should repent. Amen. And wherefore he has given assurance unto all men, in that what? I am by that man whom he has selected, and he has appointed a day that he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has appointed. Wherefore he has given assurance, hallelujah, further assurance to the world, in that what? He raised him up from the dead. Amen. Praise God. So the resurrection is like a further assurance. Jesus has been the plan. Says Jesus. Says Jesus. Says Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Produce. God is just. Yeah, no double standard. He never had sin against man. Come on, God is just. God is just. Yeah, no double standard. Sin.
His rest was made for his man.
Oh, sing, God is just.
God is just.
No double.
No double standard.
Yes,
he never.
Just
no double standard.
Yeah.
His rest was made for his man.
Yeah.
God is just. No double standard.
Yes.
He never had sin against man.
He never had sin against man.
God is just.
Yeah.
No double standard. His rest was made for his man.
One more time, sing. God is just.
God is just.
Hallelujah.
No double standard.
Yes.
He never. His rest was made for his man.
Thank you, Father, for the understanding of your word. Thank you for revelation. Thank you for insights. Thank you because we are energized by this to preach the gospel, to announce your goodness, knowing that you are the only standard for mankind. No other name, no other standard, no other principle. Oh, self-performance, self-improvement does not save. Yeah, it does not save. Brethren, it does not save. Self-improvement. You tell the world, many are trying to improve their behavior using that as a base, as an appeal towards God. Many are trying to pray 5 times a day as an appeal towards God. The way they express their heart cry for God is by saying they are an atheist. Because none has been able to sit them down accurately explaining everything, how there are the disasters in the world are not God's orchestration, how that the scripture needs to be properly interpreted, because none has been able to sit them down. Yeah, because of such reason, they were called atheists. But hey, we are the ones that explains God. We are the ones with accurate Bible interpretation. We are the ones with revelation knowledge of who you are. We are the ones carrying the message of Christ. We are the ones carrying the word of this salvation. We say we are born in our duties in the name of Jesus. We are born in our duties. We are born in our duties. We are born. We don't shy away. We don't shy away from a discussion about God. We don't shy away where God is being discussed. We don't shy away from putting our own input. We don't shy away. We don't duck down. We don't remain in a cage of the nobis. No, we have been taught and we carry the same message to bless mankind, to bless mankind, to bless mankind. We run with this. We run with this, that God is good, that he's just, that he has no double standard. We run forth with the gospel of his son. We run forth, and we don't say no. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Fantastic. Just pray in tongues a bit. Kandos togo vishete zotiste kostake kolirandas tokata kalitema tustipite kopitata kopidirasa ilina sotia aketa ulina ikemata alati ofista alaranta. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hear this. There is a continual inquiry in the heart of the universal man. Men are inquiring already. So when you preach the gospel of my son, you are only confirming what is already in their heart. Yeah, I have revealed myself to them. God has revealed himself to his man. You are only there to confirm what God has told them. So therefore, don't think that the work is hard. It's not hard. It's not hard. Yeah, God has revealed himself to the universal man. You are only going forth to confirm the information he has placed in the heart of man. So carry your portfolio with pride. Be an ambassador of the good news. Do it with pride. Do it with pride. Be bold about it. Before you get there, I am already there before you. I am already there in the heart of a sinner. I am already there in the heart of the ungodly man. I am already there in the heart of the man inquiring about God. I have already revealed myself unto you. You make his journey faster. You explain well, and he will get eternal life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Say we can explain God.
We can explain God.
Thank you so much. Thanks.